It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming up this hour, breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough,
we'll talk technology news with Ari Zolden later in the hour. Carol Markowitz of the New York Post will join us to break down some of the latest political news. Also, rediscover one of my favorite passions. But we start with a newsmaker who never wanted to be one. His name is George Papadopoulos. He's with me now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, a lot to get to.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees about that report and about any further requests that they have.
That is the latest in a very long line of what started out as an investigation by completely different people at a completely different time. It is Attorney General Barr, and he's giving the timeline of what he's going to do. And friends, I've been saying this for a long time. I never thought he was going to be like trying to shade the truth and keep things away from people or anything else. He said today he's not going to use executive privilege on any aspect of the report. The redacted stuff will only be national security and properly vetted material that deserves to be redacted. Whether or not, Nadler and those guys on the Hill get what they want out of it or not, that's going to be up to them to decide, I guess. But he's not going to use executive privilege and try to hide anything. He's going to make it to the public, and then he's going to take it to the different houses, like he said. But where did all of this start? Where did the whole thing about Russia and the president? Well, some people point, particularly in the media, they have pointed to a date, May 10th, 2016, at a place called Kensington Wine Rooms in London. And a man that was in that room, along with an Australian diplomat by the name of Andrew Downer, now joins us. He is the author of a new book, Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. George Papadopoulos is his name. George, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
So let's go to that date in particular, because regardless of which kind of cable network you cross, et cetera, that meeting with you and the diplomat from Australia in the London pub is the date in which they say the whole Russian narrative was pieced together from. What really happened that day?
Yeah, well, that's a fake narrative, and that's really all been debunked now, and I'm going to explain to you and your listeners how it's all been debunked. First of all, there was a dossier that was in play since at least 2015 by Christopher Steele, who was basically coming up with fake information about the Trump campaign, President Trump and others,
right,
on purpose to basically feed the FBI's bias to launch an investigation into the Trump campaign. So Devin Nunes himself has recently come out, I think 2 weeks ago, and stated, look, we have information that the investigation into the Trump campaign was launched by late 2015, early 2016, before I even joined the campaign, okay? I joined the campaign in March of 2016, but what I've learned recently, actually, is, and something that I've written about extensively in my book, is that I already had a target on my back by the Obama administration and the Comey FBI and these people, just like Mike Flynn did and others on the campaign, to something completely unrelated, and that was my work in the energy business in Israel, just like Mike Flynn probably had it because of his ties to Turkey and Russia, okay? So I joined the campaign in March of 2016. At the time that Devin Nunes says there was an active investigation already ongoing in the Trump campaign, and I'm in London And all of a sudden, I have these bizarre people reaching out to me, spying on me, and feeding me with this fake information about Russia and Hillary Clinton's emails. And I one day am invited to meet with this Australian diplomat, Alexander Downer, who not only was probably Hillary Clinton's top ally and Bill Clinton's personal friend throughout his time as the foreign minister of Australia, but he was, and this is public knowledge now, according to my own testimony to Congress, he was actually a spy sent to meet with me and effectively lie about our meeting in order to create this false pretext to launch an investigation into the Trump campaign, and all the while the dossier was being fueled and used by the FBI to launch other wireless surveillance things against us. So what I'm trying to say is, and if we have time, I could get into the person actually who told me this information about the Russians and Hillary Clinton's emails. His name is Joseph Mifsud. And about 2 weeks after I joined the campaign, he randomly comes into my life after a woman who was connected to the FBI tells me you should meet with this guy because, you know, he could probably help you on the Trump campaign. So I'm thinking, okay, if a person connected to the FBI is telling me to meet somebody, of course he must be safe, right? Little did I know the FBI was setting up members of the campaign the entire time. And that's what this guy was. Bob Mueller lied to the world, and the FBI under Comey lied to the world and said that George Papadopoulos was meeting with a professor abroad talking about hacked emails, okay? This guy has been revealed now, and even President Trump himself has retweeted a segment on Fox and Friends this morning where they talk about this person being revealed to be an FBI asset. So I basically, and what my book is about and what the story is about and why William Barr and Congress is now looking at the origins of this investigation is because no one was dealing with Russians. I certainly wasn't dealing with Russians, yet we were targeted by these operatives to make it look like we were dealing with Russians in order to create a fake pretext to spy on us and undermine us and then obviously launch what later became known as the Robert Mueller Russia probe. So it's a very complex story. It's nothing like has been reported by the New York Times and the mainstream media for the last 2 years. And it's shocking a lot of people right now.
Yeah, no, that's most of what you just told, much of it at least, has never seen the light of day on some of the major news channels. We're speaking with George Papadopoulos, whose book is Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. The dossier was debunked early on, George. Why was it still used so late in the game, even into the days of the special counsel, in your opinion?
Well, look, I could answer the question. I could give my opinion about that, but I could give you facts about another, as I explained about this professor who told me about the Russian emails. The FBI knew by the time they interviewed me in January of 2017 that he was a Western intelligence operative who was setting me up. Yet they decided to prosecute me on a perjury trap that they caught me on because I misremembered when I met this individual, okay? So the dossier was also the same logic. You know it's fake, but because it's coming from a quote-unquote credible source, like a former MI6 official, Christopher Steele, who had a vendetta against Trump, which is quite public
right
now.
Right, that's been documented.
You're basically going to fuel an investigation with information that you already know is tainted and biased, but you're going to use it because the FISA judge and all the people who are issuing these warrants have no idea that they're in on it with the FBI. And that's what Christopher Steele was. He was obviously a tainted source that the FBI was using on purpose to simply, get warrants. And it was the same thing with this person, Joseph Mifsud, who came into my life with this information about the Russians having Hillary's emails. All the while, the FBI were the ones sending him to meet me themselves. So It's a story in which basically the CIA and the FBI, with the help of British intelligence, pre-planned and orchestrated this scenario to entrap members of the Trump campaign and basically launch what became known as a Russia probe, without any real evidence of Russia collusion or conspiracy to begin with. And that's the real scandal here, and why so many people on the other side now are terrified.
Yeah, well, and it's why the origins investigation needs to happen, because we really do owe it to everyone involved, yourself included, to expose exactly how this all got started. George, thank you for explaining to us on the level that you're able to today. Deep State Target is the book, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down the President. George Papadopoulos, who is rather credentialed, you know, not only a former advisor to the president and to SEC Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Carson, but also a University College London graduate and a Hudson Institute analyst focusing on energy policy. And of course, he made mention of his work with Israel in the last segment as well. But George, we appreciate you being here, and thanks for telling us your story today.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much.
Kevin McCullough Radio. When we come back, Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Let's go borough by borough on this Tuesday evening. We'll start in the Bronx. The Hutchinson River Parkway is currently closed in both directions, right by the Hutchinson River Drawbridge, because the drawbridge is up. Stick with the New England Thruway through the area. Westbound Cross Bronx, Jam, Bruckner to the Sheridan. It's all because of an accident. Eastbound at the Sheridan, there's a broken down car in the right lane of travel. In Manhattan, northbound FDR slows from the 30s right up to the GW Bridge. Northbound West Side Highway slows from the 90s up to the George Washington Bridge. In Brooklyn, Belt Parkway on the eastbound side, generally slow from Bay 8th Street out towards Ocean Parkway. More delays cross Bay Boulevard over towards Kennedy Airport. And westbound, we're slow Flatbush Avenue over towards the Verrazano Bridge. In Queens, on the eastbound LIE at Woodhaven Boulevard, an accident being cleared. It stays slow out to the Cross Island Parkway. And on the Staten Island Expressway, that's going to be a slow ride westbound, basically, from the Verrazano Bridge out to the Goffles Bridge. 45 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Much better than Lincoln Tunnel, although you'll still sit in a 15-minute wait. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh thinks it's a good idea to close the border.
They're overwhelmed at the border. All of these people trying to come into this country seeking asylum. President Trump came out this morning and tweeted that if we don't get things under control on the border, he's going to shut down the border. He's going to close our border. He's going to shut it down. To which I say, shut it down.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code AM970. Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am970theanswer.com and click the section that says contests in the middle of the page.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I'm the guy who wants economic growth. I want higher wages. I want, you know, more jobs, and I want a stable price. And if that's, you know, controversial, then I probably won't make it.
That's Steve Moore just a couple of days ago right here on this very microphone talking about his nomination to the Fed board and what he hopes to accomplish while there. You know, one of the interesting things about the Fed, and I've talked about the Fed from a lot of different perspectives, a lot of money people, a lot of economists, people that are watching global currency, etc. They have so much power. And the good or the bad that they can do is almost unlimited. And when they snap their fingers one way or the other, it really does make a big impact. So I think that getting the nominations to that Fed board are rather very important. Joining me to discuss this and a couple of other things is Carol Markowitz. You just heard her introduced there. She is printed normally Mondays in the New York Post, and she rejoins us here on her Tuesday on a normal edition. Carol, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. How's it going?
Well, real quickly, I just want to know, are you planning on having any of your kids, Photoshop their rowing abilities in their resumes to go to colleges or anything? Because I've got bad news.
Well, not anymore.
Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, both, you know, they've come to grips with that in the last couple of days and not working out very well for either one of them.
Well, that plan is now dead, but yes, I mean, obviously I was planning to do that.
I never understood, why not just name, you know, a classroom for somebody? Can do this legally.
It's a legal way, but they chose to do it this way, and now they're in trouble for it. Yeah. We talked about it when it first broke, but one of the things that really sticks out to me is that a lot of these people paid this fake, paid their way for the kids through a fake charity, and then they wrote off the expenses to the IRS. Like, they were just brazen about their criminal activity. It's really stunning still.
Really quite interesting. Again, you know, all the best. you kind of like got what you asked for there.
Right.
It's like Dumb and Dumber meets Full House. Like, you know, it's just, you couldn't.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Right. I mean, should they get jail time? I don't know. You know, it's a first offense. It's a nonviolent offense. All the usual arguments.
See, now Carol Markowitz, the prison reformer's coming out. First, she's like, throw the book at him. And now she's like, no.
Well, I think they should pay some heavy fines. And I think their careers are, frankly, over.
Yeah.
And not just the famous actresses. You know, there's some really well-known lawyers in the group and other professionals who are going to have a hard time getting work after this. It's not going to be an easy ride for them. So,
what about these coaches that respected D1, sometimes big program coaches,
right,
that, like, they're done?
Yeah, it's unbelievable that they risked their careers for this.
Yeah, crazy. All right, speaking of risking careers, Donald Trump has appointed Stephen Moore and Herman 999 to the Federal Reserve Board. And everyone's like having like a cow about this. Why are these two guys so controversial?
Well, for one thing, I think they're outspoken about their views. Most of the time, nominees like this, we don't know anything about them, which you'd think we'd like this better, that we know what we're getting. I am open about the fact that I worked on Herman Cain's U.S. Senate race in 2004 in Georgia, and I don't think that the caricature of him during the 2008 presidential race is really representative of
him. Not at all.
Um, he, extremely bright guy. The only campaign I've ever worked on where the staff had to be reminded that we were working and we couldn't just hang out and listen to his speeches because we would all just stand there with our mouths hanging open. This is a true story, you know. Whatever people think of Herman Cain now, the experience I had in 2004 in Georgia was a really, really special and different one. And I've worked on a lot of campaigns, so that really means something. He's a really smart guy. You can say whatever you want about him, but you know, the fact is he has the experience for this role. Now, the thing is, as I say in my column, I disagree with Cain and with Stephen Moore on quite a bit. Stephen Moore was one of the more disappointing figures to me in the 2016 election because I felt like he had always been this free market guy and he had all these positions that contradicted Trump, and then he sort of just lined up with Trump and all those positions faded away. Now, I think you can support the president and still hold on to things that you might disagree with him on, such as trades. Stephen Moore of, you know, 10, 15 years ago would have never been pro-tariff, and now he is. So I have plenty of disagreements with these two men, but their qualifications really are not in question, and that's what my column is about.
Well, actually, and I'm gonna pick at a gnat for you here for just a second, because I don't think that Stephen Moore is particularly pro-tariff. In fact, he's been on this show plenty of times in the last 2 years, and he hasn't expressed strong disagreement with the president over it, but he'll say candidly he's never been pro-tariff and doesn't really think that it will, you know, achieve what it is, as most of the free market people that I interact with have said.
Right.
And typically that would have been my position as well. The only exception is if I felt like he was using it for some other kind of you know, reverse Jedi mind trick on the opponents. And in some cases in which that's been used over the last year, it's actually worked. Mm-hmm.
Right. Even if it works, I don't think it's the correct path forward. Even if it works in the short term, I'm sorry. Obviously, if it somehow was the way forward, but I'm a supporter of free trade in the long run. In the short term, yes, we might get some concessions from China, but in the long term, we're paying more for these concessions. So I don't know that it really makes sense. And I've heard Stephen Moore argue exactly what you're saying, like maybe it'll cause some sort of fairness in our trade, but that's not what the Stephen Moore that, you know, used to run the Club for Growth used to say. So, but look, again, the argument here, and so on the Cain side, he is for the gold standard, and that's something that I've never been supportive of. So I can disagree with these men on different positions without thinking that they're not qualified for these roles.
Right. And which is not what their opponents are saying. Their opponents are saying, well, we disagree with them, therefore they're lunatics and they have to be run out of town. And you make a very fair point. And it's an excellent piece, friends. Don't buy the attacks on Trump's Fed picks. Carol Markowitz published this week in the New York Post. Carol, always appreciate your insight, whether you agree with me or not.
Kevin.
Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. A very special friend stopping by the studio next.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have light rain and we have fog at this hour. We sit at 47 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, protesters are calling for construction to stop at an Upper West Side tower amid concerns over the building's proposed height. New York City Councilwoman Helen Rosenthal says the developer is using loopholes to build beyond what zoning law allows.
It's already at the spot where all the other buildings end. This is the height that it should stop at.
While 200 Amsterdam Avenue currently stands only two stories high, the finished building will soar to 668 feet tall. Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer wants construction halted until the Board of Standards and Appeals can review the project's permits. There's a debate in one New Jersey neighborhood over Easter decorations. Sue Guzman has more.
A person in Clifton has put five mannequins dressed in scantily clad bunny outfits in their front yard. Those mannequins are surrounded by Easter eggs and they're holding Easter baskets.
To me, it's disgusting. It's not Easter.
I love it. I love it. I think it's great. You know what? People need to get over themselves. They need to lighten up, have a sense of humor.
Some people find the setup offensive, claiming it's disrespectful to the religious holiday. Other people in the community have been enjoying it and were seen snapping pictures. Local officials say the decorations are legal and that there's no law that would allow law enforcement to remove the controversial bunnies. Sue Guzman, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees take on the Astros in Houston. Mets host the Twins at Citi Field. NBA, the Knicks take on the Bulls in Chicago. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound Holland Tunnel, a 40-minute wait, 5 on the city-bound side, about 10 to 15 each way now at the Lincoln Tunnel. Your forecast, we have some rain now, some more showers through the evening hours, low 46. Sunshine tomorrow, high 57. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 53. More sun for Friday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer. At 11.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her the spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Lots of investment firms talk about customizing a portfolio to your needs, but they may only look at one or two aspects of your financial situation. Creative Planning is different. Our financial planning-led approach considers your entire financial picture. That's the only way to create a comprehensive plan that works uniquely for you. Call 866-CREATIVE or visit creativeplanning.com to learn more. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here, and I want to invite all pastors to join me on Friday, May 24th at our sister station, AM 570 The Mission's annual Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village, featuring Dr. Tony Evans of The Alternative as the keynote speaker. Tickets are complimentary for all pastors and their guests. Listeners can also purchase tickets for $15. Register for your tickets today at am570themission.com. The 2019 Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the law firm of Capel, Barnett, Matalon, and Schoenfeld, and the Deaf Bible Society.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, just last night, right after the show was done, I got a phone call from somebody that said, and this is a major media personality in New York. I picked up the phone and they were like, Kev, just wanted you to know, Kevin McCullough Radio, it's my new addiction going home every night and I cannot live without it. So I was like, oh, thank you. That is really cool. And sometimes I kind of pinch myself because I wonder, you know, what would I be doing if I didn't do what I do? I love talking to people like Carol Markowitz, and we've got Ari Zolden coming up, talk technology in just a little bit. A lot of tech news to talk about today. But I also have, for a long time, said that if I get to do this fun thing called radio, then I want to at least use a portion of my platform and my on-air experience to do things that are bigger than myself, too, because it's I just feel like it's the right thing to do to give back. And so I've invited my friend Todd Chapman to rejoin me in studio because one of my favorite causes and one of my favorite organizations to work with in doing that good stuff is Food for the Poor. Todd, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kev, always good to be here.
I feel like that in America, especially in the midst of an economy that is really doing well, and the prospects for wages being higher across the board, and you know we're at full employment. We got 7 million more jobs available in America right now than people to fill them, with all time high wages and all time low unemployment. This is a really good moment for America. But when you look off of our shore, about 90 minutes by air, you find a much different picture in a little land called Haiti. What's going on down there?
Yeah, so Haiti, the poorest country on this side of the planet, about 11 million people.
living in abject poverty, which, you know, if you're into the stats and all that stuff, we define that in the development business as being income of less than $2 a day. Hmm. And basically the long and short of it is, how do you survive on that? Especially in a country like Haiti, where you've got a completely dysfunctional government, virtually non-existent government at this point in time. And so there are no safety nets. There's no government programs, you know, to lift up the impoverished people. You've got a 3 year plus drought that has just ravaged the crop supplies. Kevin, Haiti cannot even produce 10% of the food that they need to feed their own population right now. And so everything has to be imported into the island. It's extremely expensive. You've got 75 to 80% unemployment. And by the way, that number, you know, the employment percentage includes day labor, not formal, full-time, regular employment. Those are just people, you know, that are, they're quote unquote employed, but it may be a day here, a day there, busting rocks or whatever, you know, making next to nothing. And in the midst of that, the humanitarian side is people are suffering. People are dying. It's a desperate situation in Haiti, but I'm so grateful to be a part of an organization like Food for the Poor. And I'm so thankful for the Kevin McCullough radio listeners who we can come to and say, look, here's the situation and here's how you can help. And right now, just asking, would you consider giving a gift of $27 a month to provide a starving family in Haiti with food for a year and water for life through Food for the Poor?
855-919-4673 is the number. I'll say that again slower. 855-919-4673 if you can. And here's what I want you to understand, friend. $27 a month, that's a one-time gift of $320. Now, if you have dinner on a night out, nice night in New York City, you're going to spend $320. You take your significant other, your spouse, you go with any other friends. You park, you're gonna leave a tip, you're going to pay the tax. All in, you can blow $320 in New York City in a half a heartbeat for a nice dinner out. What if just for kicks, you just said to yourself, okay, what if I did $320 and fed a family for an entire year? Like that, I'm not asking you to give up your night in the city. If you need to do that to make it happen, I think doing it once would be a really valiant, honorable thing to do. But what if you just said, okay, in addition to whatever else I'm doing, I'm just going to write a check for $320. And I'm just gonna feed a family for an entire year. There are 82 families on Food for the Poor's critical needs list right now. You would scratch one of those families off the list because of your generosity. Now, I know there may be someone listening that could do $320 a month. You could do 12 families over the course of the next year, and you could eliminate basically for those families the need for food and clean water, et cetera, in one generous swipe of the pen. I don't want you to think that you can't make a huge difference. You totally can. But it requires us thinking bigger than just us. It requires us thinking about, hey, have I had a pretty good year? My tax returns doing okay? Am I going to be better off because of the better job I've made? Or have I been able to make vertical moves in the employment workplace because the economy is doing so well? Friends, more of us are making more money than we've ever made before. What kind of goodness could we do as a result of that? Would you make the call? 855-919-4673. Real quickly, let me just add this. We have one specific donor that if you choose to do that right now, if you give a $320 gift and you take care of a family all on your own, this one friend of Kevin McCullough Radio has already stepped up and said, if you call in the next 10 minutes, they will match it dollar for dollar. $27 a month for 12 months or $321 one-time gift. You do either one of those right now. One friend of the Kevin McCullough Radio broadcast is going to step up and match it child for child, family for family right now. But you have to do it now. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. Coming right back, taking a look at technology. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. The Stand With Israel Tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase.
Unlimited?
Unlimited?
Unlimited!
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 Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
America will never be a socialist country.
The president's right, but a proposal from the Department of Health and Human Services would adopt socialist price controls from foreign countries. This international drug pricing index would cripple American medical innovation, delay access to life-saving therapies, and mean fewer cures. Reject socialist price controls at protectmypartb.org. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Napa Know How.
It's Love Your Car Month at Napa. And to show your car the love, get a Napa bucket for $2.99 and save 20% on almost everything you can fit inside, like car wash, car wax, and tire shine. So save some cash and look good doing it by getting 20% off with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. Minimum three items. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to ask you what you think are going to influence the markets up or down this year, do you know what the answer is? I mean, you would if you listen to Money Monday with my friend David Fisher, who also happens to be the CEO of Landmark Capital. It's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve are going to cost a lot of people a lot of money this year, or they might make some people some money. The determining factor, in fact, could be as simple as whether or not you own gold. And to help you with that, I don't trust anybody more than Landmark Capital in terms of understanding what my gold is worth, what kind of gold I should be buying, and why it's important to do it at the right time. Gold has been moving up recently, and it is poised in 2019 to make a huge move due to the Fed. Call today, 844-604-2575. And have a discussion, just a discussion, that will start the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everywhere I go.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Technology, it's that nasty little thing that we can't live without and we can barely live with sometimes, but it's changed everything in our life, every way that we get everything that we need. It's all going by. It's all different now than it was 100 years ago. It's different now than it was 100 days ago. That's how fast it changes. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And Ari Zoldan is always here on Tuesdays to help us sort through some of these strange and delightful stories. I love technology, but it is a love-hate thing, Ari, because there's times when I just want to throw my phone through the wall. But then there's other times I think, oh, you're the most wonderful thing that's ever been given me. And most of life is lived somewhere in between those two tension points.
Yeah, and we need to unplug. And we had spoken about this. I mean, it's important for us, but I think it's more important also for our children that we create, you know, some sort of standards or rules, you know, sitting at the dinner table, at the breakfast table, the lunch table, and everyone sitting around the table looking down on at their phones is not good for interpersonal skills.
Yeah, it's not good for the future of humanity either. But you know what I'm really mad about? So after the last 2 weeks, I'm really mad that I don't have an app that I can download that will just move my house for me. Like I still had to put things in boxes and carry them to and from vehicles and all that stuff. I've got like a messed up back now. Sure, I can order myself a masseuse. There's an app for that. I can order all kinds of other things. Couldn't find anything that would put the things in the stuff in the boxes for me and take them out to the moving van.
It's coming. It won't be you, but
it'll be a robot. My moving bot. All right. hey, you were talking to the kids at City University yesterday. What'd you talk about?
So it was amazing. There was a delegation that came in from China, 14 actually engineers, really, really intelligent engineers. And the topic I was covering was artificial intelligence. And I thought I was going to go in there and kind of educate them on the topic, educate them on where the U.S. is with artificial intelligence, what the opportunities were. But they knew so much, and they certainly challenged me. And it was really eye-opening for me just how much the Chinese know about artificial intelligence. And I threw out a question. I said, you know, out of 1.4 billion people in China, how many people right now have a basic understanding of artificial intelligence? And unanimously, they all said about a third, which is a huge, huge number. I mean, here, if you ask, I think the average person, Kevin, you know, in the U.S., I'd probably give it, you know, there's probably five people that understand what it is. And they're our listeners, they're your listeners, because they're so informed with it. But that was really, that was eye-opening for me, how advanced they are with artificial intelligence. So I was incredibly impressed.
Yeah. Well, good for them. And, you know, that's just going to get more important as the days go by. Hey, there's this story about a space plane that is in the text section of the Post today, and it's going to do London to New York in 1 hour.
I think we're probably about a decade away, but we're closer than we were a decade ago. You remember the Concorde, of course, right?
That
would be darling of the aircrafts 20 years ago. They retired it because the economics didn't make sense. It was just a bloody fortune. But now, obviously, the prices are going to be coming down. The technology is here. And it's going to happen, I think, in the next decade. Think about, you know, time travel. Well, we're kind of getting close to that. You know, we're going to be, we'll be in the UK in an hour, and then we'll be in the UK in a half hour, and then in 5 minutes. And then eventually we're talking about just instantly beaming ourselves across the world, and it's going to come.
We're not going to beam ourselves anywhere. They're not going to, I'm going to turn into a laser beam. What is that?
You'll see. I'm telling you. Okay. Listen, if I told you 100 years ago, we'd be getting in this big bird-like mechanism and in 10 hours would be across the world, you'd say I'm crazy.
Yeah, I would.
But we're getting there.
But at least that's by the laws of physics possible.
That's true. That's true, too. Well, we'll have to see.
Okay, Scotty.
Artificial intelligence and quantum physics.
Oh, right. Now my head's really hurting. I've got to move on. Hey, quickly, Amazon announced today that they're going to give internet to everyone on all of planet Earth, 3,000 satellites. Is it going to happen?
It will 100% happen. I think it's going to take, you know, also about 5-6 years, but they want to focus on the underserved market around the world, people that don't have access to the internet. Now, obviously, at the end of the day, who benefits? Amazon benefits, because if they could give internet access to everyone, that means these people will be shopping online and they'll get delivery and they'll get packages. So it's a way for them to be able to increase their, not that they need the money, but it's a way for them to be able to increase their footprint.
What, Ari, why hasn't that happened so far? Why hasn't anyone thought about loading up all of planet Earth with worldwide global, access?
So they have, and there are companies out there, there are smaller companies that do have satellites launched, but it's extremely, extremely expensive to be able to do that. And especially on a scale of 3,000 satellites and the cost of it, the cost to get up there, the maintenance of it, it's just so cost prohibitive. But if you take those 3,000 and you amortize it over 10, 15 years, because those satellites could be up there for a very, very long time,
right,
the economics at a certain point do make sense.
Well, so let me ask you this. Will the service be high quality? Will it be the kind of like enjoyable kind of like 5G that we can use on planet Earth now? Or is it going to be kind of choppy and kind of like what we get on the airplanes?
It will be airplane style internet, but I think as things evolve, we'll start getting towards like 3G speeds and 4G speeds.
Right.
And then,
because they're going to figure out how to condense the bits. I mean, it's going to get down into, like, they're going to do greater and greater compression. So I know that that's going to flow. I just was curious out of the shoot what it's going to feel like. But that'll still be rather remarkable when you think about it. Maybe we are going to transport ourselves. Maybe you are going to beam me up, Ari, or whatever. Anyway. Hey, always good to catch up, sir. Thanks for keeping your eye on the tech sector for us.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, thank you, Ari Zolden. And again, if you have not yet given a gift, I was just talking with Todd Chapman last segment, 855-919-4673, Food for the Poor. Still hoping to help those families. 82 families in desperate circumstances in Haiti, and we're not going to let them go without. 855-919-4673. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters as we take over the AM 970 airwaves every Sunday at noon. Court officers play a pivotal role serving at the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses throughout New York City and the 9th Judicial District. Justice Matters will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and the impact they have on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association's members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the five boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, and Dutchess counties. And we are affiliated with the AFL-CIO and the International Longshoremen's Association. SCOA's mission is to continue to improve benefits and protect the rights of all of our members. If it's noon on Sunday, it's time for Justice Matters on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you one of the 80% of Americans that experiences back pain? Do you suffer from sciatica or spinal stenosis? Afraid of the potential surgical complications of going under the knife to remedy your pain? Then Brooklyn Spine Center is the place for you. Dr. Melinda Keller is not only a friend of mine, she's the director who specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. She utilizes the DRX 9000 to make your lower back pain a thing of the past. Give Dr. Keller a call right now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
excitement,
control,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears,
death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Jay Sekulow, live on Top of the World, weeknights at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. Jay Sekulow, live, is next on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know, when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being with us every single day and telling your friends where you turn to get breaking news, what it means, why it matters. And for those of you that called me after yesterday's show out of the blue for some unexpected reason to express your great loyalty to the show and how addictive you have found it to be, thank you. I don't take any of that for granted. Lots of other news we didn't yet have a chance to get to. Pete Buttigieg, whatever. How do you say that guy's name? Buttigieg. Yesterday, he was out talking about how he was going to push back against Mike Pence. You know, I went through all the news feeds that I could earlier today. I couldn't find one story where Mike Pence said anything about Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg? Buttigieg. How do you... Anyway. So what's the pushback for? Might it just be he's just having a moment, a dramatic moment, and he needs a boogeyman? So because he's the gay mayor of whatever town, South Bend or whatever, like then... And Mike Pence is the, you know, family values guy. So just, I don't know. Anyway, that was weird. There's a brand new study out. Male and female brains are different. They had to do a study to figure this out. But actually, they do have to do a study to figure this out. Because nowadays, people want to argue that men and women are completely interchangeable. They can just take one away and add the two of these kind. That equals one of each over here and that kind of... And it, guess what? The science, again, proves that that's not, in fact, the case. Men and women are complementary. They are of equal value, but they have distinct function and purpose. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with admitting that. What else was in the news I didn't get to today? Oh, Ilhan Omar yesterday called Stephen Miller a white nationalist. Stephen Miller, the Jew that was advising President Trump on his campaign last go-around, is evidently a white nationalist now in Ilhan Omar's case. Now, that's rich coming from her, since she's an anti-Semite who married her brother. That's just really, you know, maybe stop with the name-calling, Representative Ilhan Omar. And then in today's over and above and beyond category of accomplishment, Kamala Harris missed a big, important vote on the floor of the Senate. She missed a vote on disaster aid. She missed a vote on disaster aid for her home state of California. Why? Because she was running for president. Of the people, by the people, for the people, whatever. Get out of here. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.